Much work continues to be done on many levels across Michigan to deal with the expected surge in coronavirus cases and the impact that has on our daily lives. This is Lisa Berry, and to find out more what's happening on the state level, we're checking in now with Michigan Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist. Thanks for joining us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Lisa, thank you for having me.
There are so many different governmental elements to what needs to be taken care of when it comes to dealing with this health pandemic. Have you been overseeing any particular areas as Lieutenant Governor?
This pandemic has impacted pretty much every aspect of life, and Governor Whitmer's primary responsibility is protecting and promoting public health and public safety. In the context of this response, I have focused on a few very key areas. One has been the impact of this pandemic on our education system, specifically on if we need to not have school, then our kids have to have some way to still have learning experiences. I have twin first graders, so this is real to me on a personal level, and it's real to families and households all across the state of Michigan. So I've focused in particular on working to make sure that kids have the tools that they need to be able to learn at a distance, that they have internet-enabled devices available to them at home, because we have about 475,000 students across the state who today don't have an internet-enabled device. I mean, a tablet or a laptop computer that they can use at home. Another piece that I've been focused on is how small businesses can be supported and how they can survive and manage during this unprecedented economic event that's happening in conjunction with this public health crisis. And so I work to drive our process to secure the first one of the first emergency disaster declarations from the Small Business Administration on behalf of the state of Michigan that unlocked $1 billion of SBA low and no interest loans from the first relief package that President Trump signed, and have continued to work on small business supports, including working with local chambers of commerce to ensure that they're doing things like having registries of the restaurants that are open in their communities that are doing service. We're actually working out also some kind of innovative programs for where businesses can possibly work with their customers to help to fund and support them for the next couple of years because they have loyal customer bases. The third piece that I'm driving is our volunteer effort. So at michigan.gov/fightcovid19, we're asking folks to step up and volunteer or for the philanthropic community to help participate in the response. If you are a healthcare professional in the state of Michigan, we're asking that you help us to fight coronavirus. If you have the ability to volunteer to help safely deliver food to people who are sick or shut in, we're asking folks to step up and do that. If you can volunteer just to be sort of an angel for someone, to be, give them a call because we can't visit people who are in nursing homes or assisted living facilities. If you can do like my kids did and make cars that we're sending to the veterans home, the state-run veterans facilities. So if you are a company that can donate resources to help support education, we're asking folks to step up in those ways as well.
A lot of listeners have been asking how they can volunteer. So you're saying going to that website, and there are things you can do while still basically staying home and staying safe.
Yes, the key word is safe ways to volunteer. Right. We don't want to have someone be put in harm's way and risk exposure, but there are things that people can do, and we have a lot of ideas for it. And people are really being creative. You know, we're asking folks to share on social media their ideas and with the hashtag #DoingMyPart, and we're highlighting those stories as well.
Did Governor Whitmer actually now get a chance to speak directly with the president about Michigan's needs?
Yes, the governor and the president spoke yesterday afternoon. I think the president actually alluded to that in his press conference yesterday. And so they spoke briefly about what the state of Michigan needs. What's more important than that, frankly, is the fact that we have been in contact with the federal government almost every level. We've spoken to the vice president quite regularly. I've actually spoken to the vice president myself, as well as making sure that like FEMA and again, the Small Business Administration and the other sort of mechanical elements of the federal response are in contact. Our public health professionals, including our chief medical executive, Dr. Jonae Caldoun, has been in contact with the Center for Disease Control. We're making sure that we're getting what we need from the feds, and that's in large part thanks to our congressional delegation in Michigan on a bipartisan basis has been fantastic in terms of their advocacy and looking out for every part of civic life here in Michigan and making sure that we can be supported, and they're still fighting for our people.
The president said the peak number of deaths in Michigan, he actually referred to our state, is expected to come in the next 10 days. So we haven't even hit the peak yet. What can you as Michigan's lieutenant governor and what can we as the media say or do to enforce the reality of this in hopes that people will follow the governor's executive order to stay home?
Well, certainly by reiterating how important this is. As the number of cases continues to grow, as we have more testing capacity, this is going to hit closer to home for more and more people. More people are going to know someone who's been tested, know someone who's been infected, or even know someone who's passed away. I personally have 3 friends who have died from COVID-19. I have several friends who are currently hospitalized, and then several more who are currently self-quarantining. This virus is real. And so to tell the stories about how this virus spreads, it spreads by human-to-human contact. What's dangerous about it is that it can spread before people have symptoms. A lot of the people spread the virus or contract the virus before they even knew it, because it can live in your body for up to like 2 weeks before you even know you have it. So we can tell the story about how serious this is and know that we're not at our peak, but we don't even know what the peak is because we don't have enough testing capacity. The primary thing that the governor discussed with the president is the fact that we need more tests and personal protective equipment here in Michigan. If our healthcare system gets overrun, that's how you go on a path toward what was happening or what is currently happening in Italy. We're trying to avoid that, but we have hospital systems in different parts of the state that are already at or nearing capacity. So we're taking measures to construct temporary facilities or with the Army Corps of Engineers to ensure that we can have enough hospital beds to treat people who may get sick. So just letting folks know that this is serious, we need to take it seriously, that the consequences of not following the measure are not about breaking a law or defying an order. It's about possibly risking getting infected yourself or infecting your loved ones or other people who you're connected to. That is not worth it. If we stay home and stay safe now, we can save more lives and we can get back to some sense of normalcy sooner rather than later.
I know you're a proud University of Michigan graduate. I don't know if you recently saw some Michigan Medicine data that they released from their clinicians saying that if residents in the state of Michigan strictly adhere to staying home, we could reduce the curve by 65% by May 4th. Have you seen that or heard about that?
I have seen that. And I want to thank, there have been so many professionals, including some epidemiologists from the University of Michigan, as well as folks from other universities in the state, who have stepped up in a really, frankly, heroic way during this time. Understanding those models is critical to making good policy choices. So I have seen this data, and it's encouraging that what it tells me is that we can get ahead of it by taking action. That's why the governor and I have tried to take action that is consistent with the recommendations of public health professionals and researchers. And so we're doing everything we can to make sure that as many people as the state are mindful of that. So the role that you're playing right now in making sure that people are informed is really critical. And we know that if we get out ahead of this virus, we can get back to normalcy sooner rather than later.
I know you have several young children at home. You mentioned first grade twins and adorable newborn Ruby, born last June, that you recently shared a picture of her in her Michigan themed onesie given to her
yeah.
by the governor. Do you feel hopeful for their future in light of everything we're dealing with this health crisis right now?
I mean, I do feel hopeful, you know, but this is tough for kids. You know, my 6-year-old daughter, she came to my wife a couple nights ago and asked her if we were still going to have Christmas. Kids know that something is not right. They know they're at home all the time. They're seeing their parents a lot more, and their parents are on the phone a lot more. They know they can't go visit their grandparents. Still getting them outside so they don't go stir crazy, but they know that something's going on. And so I know a lot of parents are struggling with how to talk to your kids about this. This is traumatic for them. How can you have an age-appropriate conversation about a deadly virus? And so my wife and I are trying to manage that, and families across the state are. So I'm really empathetic to that, and the governor is too. I mean, she has high school daughters. She has a daughter who's graduated from high school this year and who just turned 18. And so we are working to try to deal with that in our own household, and I'm empathetic to families that are trying to deal with it as well. So we're doing the best we can, and I know everyone's doing the best they can to keep their family safe and make sure that their kids can get through this. But we can. We know that Michigan's people are very resilient, and that when we work together, we can get through anything. We've overcome tough times before, and I know that our kids are certainly going to remember this, but hopefully they'll look back on it and they'll say, this is a time when our family spent a little more time together. We got a little closer. We hugged a little tighter in our own family, in our own household, and we were able to support one another.
Michigan Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist, thank you so much for joining us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you for having me.